Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all with a hell of a shout. It's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall. Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the mighty effing Plumbers Union. I'm Rusty, right across from me, Pickles. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Russ. I thought you were going to drop one just then. I've been pretty good on the last couple of shows, dropping a few clangers. Yeah. I was thinking I might go out with a bang and drop a couple more, but I'll try and restrain myself, brother.
Yeah, that's it, mate. That's it. Drop a few bombs today, a few grenades, yep. Right? Burn the whole thing down, as we say.
Why not, mate? Why not?
Yeah, that's it, buddy. And Wazalish.
Morning, mate.
A bit far away from the mic.
I know, you're about 2 metres away there, right?
I was just looking at Jova's new kicks, trying to figure them out.
Oh, those ones that you tighten up.
Oh, yeah.
There's no shoelaces on them.
Yeah, no, lovely.
Is that
lovely.
Velcro?
No.
They've got a cable in them.
We're going to get him to model, right? He can model for someone else.
What a week.
Anyway, right, and Jova, how are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are we all?
Appearance, mate. Special guest.
Fresh off the bag, mate. Off the bag. The boxing bag, mate.
We've all been there.
Boxing bag, nice and fresh.
Yeah. Everyone just
We can edit that into something good, I reckon.
Yeah, 100%.
No, it was a good session this morning.
Did you punch Rocky's head in?
A few of the fellas got down this morning. It was a good turnout.
Yeah. He's been annoying lately, Rocky. I want to punch his head in.
He's getting very hyped up.
Yeah, good on him. Yeah. I heard Earl bashed him last week.
What happens in the ring stays in the ring, mate. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Do they have an under-10s that they put him in, or is it do you guys actually spy with him?
Open, mate.
Okay.
Yeah, nice. Lovely.
That's it.
And Herx, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. Morning. Yes. Morning, all. It's funny, when there's a photo opportunity. Billy Jova's here. Well played, sir.
The ultimate professional, Bill.
Well, we do have the radiothon coming up, so we are going to be obviously doing what we do, get a bit of donations, a bit of money.
Rounds, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was over $7,000 in relation to getting donations for this lovely radio station.
Well, I heard Liquid Vision are going to double that for us this year, so that's good on them. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, well, we did help him out on another job where he's going to drop his pants, but anyway, we won't go there.
It's all about beating last year's progress, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, so I'm sure we can do that.
Yeah, oh, well, the limit this year is 5, and obviously we'll do well above that. That's our target is $5,000. Yeah.
We'll target 7. Target 7.
Yeah, complete's going to weigh in about $3,000, but anyway, that's it. Yep. Good on him. All right, so... They've got lots of work.
And Mike the Label's going to jump in as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Mark the Label.
I've put it on action.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, we'll get straight into it, guys. We crapped on a bit. So, Pickles, what's going on, mate? We can announce something today about your good self.
Heaps has been happening, Russ, to
what's
say the least.
What's been happening in your world?
Well, I lost my voice, so apologies if I sound a little bit croaky. But after, I was just trying to work it out just then. I think I first came on the show in 2018, and then we've been doing this every second Thursday for the last, 4 years as a crew of probably the four of us, and then obviously some special guests. I am leaving the Plumbers Union, so appreciate everything, boys. It's been not only a pleasure to be on this show, but probably a pleasure to be in the industry as a whole. It's been a big journey. I know that the four of us and Obviously, Bill was one of my old organisers. It's been a real pleasure. So thank you for everyone for making it a good experience from the apprenticeship to obviously working as a shop steward on site, which was probably the two biggest moments of my professional career. Was one, getting starting my apprenticeship was a big moment for me, and then getting voted up as a shop steward was really proud, and then obviously being asked for the ultimate honour to become an organiser and represent the 13,000 members across the state of Victoria. It's been a real pleasure. I won't harp on for too long, but it's been been massive. So from everyone from the guys and girls in the office who do a great job, to the committee, to all the executives, to Jake, Paddy and Earl as well, for being creating a really good environment to work, and all the other organisers as well. It's we're pretty spoiled, I think.
We're a big family.
We are a big family. We hate each other some of the time, but love each other more. So it balances it out at the end of the day. And I don't think really I've created too many enemies either. I was going to go out and just say a few things and slag a few people off, but we'll move on. Thanks, Russ. It's been real. I'm moving out of the industry. Anyone wants to give me a call, more than welcome to. Moving out of the industry and hopefully onto probably not better things, but hopefully bigger things for me and my family.
I reckon you'll be modelling, but
we'll wait and see, Russ. Plus side model. I appreciate it, mate. Thanks for having me in. I'm hoping to get a guest spot in here in the future, if you'll have me
definitely.
And then, good luck with the future. We've got we won't announce it yet because we want to let him find his feet, but we've got a really, really good organiser stepping in, as I said.
A delegate
stepping in as an organiser. As I said in the meeting the other day, it was this guy's just going to be an improvement. And at the end of the day, you've got a better person taking over the role, which I'm really, really proud to see. And I'm sure the union will grow as having him in this role. But yeah, thanks,
Russ. He's a mate of all of ours. He's a mate of yours. Yeah. But, good on you, mate.
I appreciate it, mate.
Congratulations once again. And, good luck for everything, all your endeavours in the future.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're one of our brothers, mate, at the end of the day. And you always was and you always will be. So
I appreciate it.
Definitely, mate. I've seen you start the journey nice and early. You've been a fantastic delegate through the years, and it was good to see you progress. And just want to wish you all the best. And fantastic journey, mate. All the best, mate. Seriously.
No, I appreciate it, mate. It's a bit of a weird one that we don't usually go out like this. So
yeah, I think you can get stuffed.
Thanks, Woz.
Not bad for a year 9 dropout.
Yeah, I know, mate. Exactly right.
You said many toolboxes along the journey.
Oh, mate, and that's the thing. You can make yourself anything in this industry, can't you? I said, you don't have to. I'll probably go against the education system, but you don't have to necessarily finish school or be the smartest bloke in the room. Just surround you with smarter people and you'll get through.
That's a good old saying. That's a good old saying.
I'm spewing to see you go, mate, to be honest. You know, we've come through the ranks together, all the next gen running it, from just going to the first one to end up running that to being organisers together on the road. I've appreciated every moment of it. And good luck with everything that's to come, mate. Deserve all the best in life.
Thanks, mate.
And also stuff you.
Yeah.
Sounds like Carlton Burr.
Bit upset that you're leaving, but we wish you all the best, mate.
Poor Vossi. Me and Vossi, you've got something going on. Taking over the role as Carlton coach.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah,
lovely, mate.
But getting around the jobs, like obviously the word spread, and the members are really, shattered to hear you leave. Definitely made an impression on the members, because that's what we're here for, the members first. And
they offered a couple of other organisers that they thought should go first, but we won't mention them.
The door's always open, mate.
I appreciate that, boys.
Be a stranger.
Nah, never.
Yeah.
Never. You'll probably get annoyed. Sick of me.
That's right.
Never.
Hey, mate, in 5 years I'll be hitting you up. You'll be like the Wolf of Wall Street on a yacht, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I've always said, they'll say that in a few toolboxes. Okay, you have a champagne in one hand, right?
Yeah.
And
hopefully Margot Robbery in the other. But hopefully I'm not. Hopefully I'm not hanging out at McDonald's at 6 o'clock on a Thursday by myself.
I don't think you will.
You know that things have gone bad.
You'll be having
there.
Caviar and champagne. God love you. So
and if you ever change your heart, I've got a dial center with your name.
perfect.
We'll take you back as a delegate, mate.
Perfect, boys. Yeah. All right. That's enough about me. Appreciate you, Russ. Thank you.
That's it, mate. All right, Woz, we'll get into the business as usual. What's been happening, buddy? What's cruising on in your ear, my friend?
There's a bit going on. A few more buildings coming up. Not the most desirable builders doing them down St Kilda Road at the moment, which is disappointing. But, you know, it's still work for our members, so it's always positive. You know, civil.
You're not
just
getting told you can get
civil.
Shot in the face. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Not yet.
Mm.
No. Okay. Mm. Maybe in the back of the head. I'm too pretty to get shot in the face.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah.
Finalising some offside agreements finally, which is good. I mean, it's been a fair few trips down to Fair Work, but I think it's finally coming to an end, and just waiting to get handballed another one. But yep. There's always drama in the background, mate. There's plenty going on. It's a good opportunity to let everyone that's listening, you know, to remind them to check their super. You know, we're coming up. We're going to be going to Payday Super soon enough. Just you want to make sure you've getting what you're entitled to, especially if your salary sacrificing. Been getting a fair few phone calls about people with concerns around that. So do your due diligence. Take a bit of a vested interest in it. It's your money. So, you know, it's a lot easier to fix when it's only a couple of weeks behind or a month behind and
correct.
Not 6 to 10.
So. That's exactly right. That's when change come mid-year.
Yeah, it's supposed to. Potential. Yeah. I don't know if it'll make it easier or worse, but we'll see.
Time will tell.
If it works, it'll be great for the members because obviously, you know, the money's going straight into your superannuation.
Yeah, within a week, yeah.
It's a better for your compound interest. It's better for your retirement. So.
And it's also better for if, God forbid, a company collapses as well.
Yeah. Well, that's right. That's right. So.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be a few teething issues, but we'll get through that like we always do. But hopefully it's for the better and weekly contributions are better than monthly, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's it. Nah. And all right, so what's been happening in your area?
Plenty, mate. You know
Billy,
all about it.
Billy boy. there's big
There's a bit going on. A lot of refurbs coming up. We're starting to see potentially the city, I'd say, going into next year, we'll start to turn a corner. There's a few big projects coming up. Few builders jostling for them.
Buildcorp New South Wales, they're doing the right thing.
Yeah,
they're doing a big refurb.
Yeah, big refurb.
$200 million.
Yeah, $200 million. It's getting right up there. That's one of the biggest refurbs I've been part of. So
is that the sort of
Burke Street, just near the stadium there, Marvel Stadium.
It's sort of the first one off the rank. You know, I thought we would have seen more of these post COVID with all those office spaces being empty, but it's taken a little while to get them going.
Yeah, and they're talking Tier 1 contractors, which is fantastic. Credit to them, you know. So being a big refurb like that, you don't always get the Tier 1s, but we're getting Tier 1 contractors in there.
They use dog shit out sometimes.
Yeah, so credit to them, and it is what it is.
Especially
and looking
some of these
forward
other building refurb.
Exactly, you get them, you get them mixed bag, you know what it is. So C-Bus is more than halfway through. That's a big one down there on Burke Street. So
it's been going forever, though, John.
Yeah, it has been. But there's partial handovers here and there, but contractors seem to be doing well out there. So, going well. Russ?
No, lovely, lovely. Well said, well said. And Herc's, always something going on.
Always
in your
something
area,
going
mate.
On. The
data centres.
I had a meeting on Friday last week with CFMU and ETU. We've built, so they've officially picked up the AirTrunk 2 data centre in Tullamarine.
You say ETU. Who come with you to that one? Was it the Broccoli
Stem? We had the Broccoli
Stem,
yeah. And we had the new organiser for the area is
Moose.
So congrats for Moose getting the role for the ETU. He's a really good fellow. I've known Moose for quite a long time. Yeah. He looks very
similar to someone that was, you know, used to be with the CFMU, I must say.
Yeah. ZZ Top.
Yeah, bit of the old bearded dragon.
He's the best smelling organiser you'll ever meet, mate. That fragrance line. Give him a quick plug. One out.
Jeez, that's going out for bad.
He brings up a pop up shop every toolbox.
He does, yeah. He makes his own cologne.
Cologne, man.
They're unbelievable. ETU. They got drinks. Okay. They got bloody perfume. Yeah. I told him. I go, he'd be able to own department store.
Is this an ETU cologne or?
Yeah, we won't go there. I'm gonna start bagging them, right?
So that job's going to be an absolute monstrosity. And like all data centres, they've got the funding, they've got the ticks, so it's just go, go, go. So they're talking ridiculous.
They just dropped the hammer on them, don't they?
They did last week. So there's five stages to the job, which can potentially blow up to about $3 billion worth of work on that one bit of land.
And so then the subby starts scrambling.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, they want everything already built.
Well, I know some of the members earning up to $4,000 clear a week on some of these data centres.
Big hours, though, Russ.
Big hours, that's what I'm saying.
Misconception. Big hours.
Big hours, right. And obviously a lot of it's
say goodbye to your family.
Yeah, a lot of it's to do with obviously the progressive, you know, the progressive push that they do to get these jobs done within a certain time period. Yep. They're the new shopping centre, let's be honest.
Yep.
So the four-on-four offers definitely risen its head now. So there's going to be a meeting, I believe, today at the BOG about all unions looking at a four-on-four off for some of these jobs. So just to the listeners, four-on is you work 4 days on for roughly 10 to 11 hours and you take 4 days off.
It'll be an industry thing, who knows?
So, yeah. There's still going to be a six-day or five-day week as well. There'll be two sort of shifts. But, yeah, we're sort of looking at that for the work-life balance because, like the boys were saying, then some of these hours in the data centres, like, you know, they're blowing out pretty, blowing out quite a lot. And they're all in the west, and a lot of our members live in the southeast, so it's a lot of trouble.
So, I'm happy to do 4 months on, 4 months off.
Yeah?
What do you reckon?
That's I'm in. As long as I get summer off.
That's like FIFO days.
You sound like another Billy that works for us.
No. Been hanging around for too long.
Awesome.
Elgin Towers kicked off yesterday as well, so I'll touch on that. Elgin Towers is a new social housing job in Carlton. So Len Lee's just landed there this week.
Oh, fantastic.
It's the first one of 44 that are coming for this package. So
they're doing some interesting things in South Australia and where else did I get told? Yes, Queensland, Lendlease.
Are they?
So, yeah, they are at the moment.
I worry about Melbourne.
They're trying to be very progressive. So, South Australia and Queensland.
Yep.
Well, they're saying all the right things yesterday. So, they got us involved in the site establishment and everything, Lendlease. So far on that job in Melbourne, all right.
Had the setup go, Herc.
Rats.
Yeah, unfortunately. No, they're right.
Now back to Carlton. How's Carlton going, mate?
Who?
Carlton.
I reckon they're going to do real well. Divi 3, Northern Footy League.
They could not beat Heidelberg. No chance.
I said Divi 3, mate.
Oh, okay, no worries.
They just have to beat Reservoir and Laidlaw.
Yeah, true.
Good old Port, anyway.
Yeah, Heidelberg would tear them apart.
They would. They'd probably do well in AFL level, actually. Yeah. Ever since they took Wilson off their shorts, they've been winning flags. Teasing, Tim.
No, don't worry. He's listening, right? He's listening with his little radio on, his headphones on. Right?
So what song have you chosen, mate?
No, Herc actually chose the song.
We're actually, Herc's, right?
I don't know the words.
Yeah, Herc's been Herc's. Good riddance, right? We're going to kick over to it now.
I just put in ChatGPT.
And anyway, and we'll kick over to it, all right, guys? Let's go.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
And just like that, thank God you can't hear what we're talking about during the break.
Last shift,
that's it.
Pickles was really slagging everyone.
Wow.
I know. Whoa. Especially
we've had to gag him.
I just thought that Mike 3 might have been on. That would have been a definite good way to go, wouldn't it?
100%. We just slagged everyone.
We just recorded that, mate. We'll play it in about 2 weeks when you go on.
Exactly.
Someone's doing a good job down in Gippsland.
Yeah. What about you, Russ? What's been happening in your area?
Yeah, what's been happening?
How you travelling, brother?
What hasn't been happening, right? I'll be honest with you. There's always something going on.
I heard you've got a few areas going on.
After.
Three. Yeah. But anyway, so there's a bit going on, right?
No, we cover each other.
We chop each other out. Yeah, that's correct. Right, we do chop each other out when necessary. Sorry, I'm just pulling something out. Yeah, when's necessary. There's a few jobs happening, should I say. Obviously, the HACER jobs now are in full swing. Piling rigs out there in relation to the Cremer, second stage, $800 million. Highbury have picked that up, and Auscool, and from what...
Jam Factory.
It's a busy little straight there, isn't it?
$2.1 billion, mate. All happening in one hit.
I hope the two builders get along, because they're going to have to be sharing a one-way road.
Well, the funny thing was, when I came on the road 10 years ago, that was meant to kick off, and now look at it, it's finally there.
Yep. So no, it's all happening.
You're talking
about
on the radio about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. You bring up the records.
Right.
I remember Neil O'Brien. I remember Neil talking about it.
Neil O'Brien kept saying to me, he goes, Jovo, he goes, just keep an eye out on this one. It's about to happen, and I'm still waiting.
In all honesty, though, I drove down Chapel Street, maybe it was yesterday, and it is... a pretty dire state at the moment, Chapel Street. If you're dodging a firebomb or all the empty shops, I think that Gurner and the everyone who's sort of doing that development, hopefully it reinvigorates the whole precinct. I used to live around there, and it used to be a real bustling sort of area. And now it's pretty bad.
Yeah,
so
it's got a good. It's
Revs is still. My bedroom used to look into the Revolver smoking room. So
it's got a good history. You're right. Along there, the whole precinct along there. You know, the shops, a good vibe down the street. So we want to see that come back.
100%, mate. Yep. So hopefully these sort of jobs do reinvigorate an area. And I know Russ got a really good control of it. And you've got some good delegates going down there as well, don't you, mate?
Correct. Yeah. No. So
no announcements yet, Rusty.
What's on that,
the delegates? No announcement?
No announcement yet, right? It's like anything. You go out to Belfield, right, which is right next to Heidelberg. You would never believe it, but there is these massive six towers,
God's
right?
Country.
It's just around the corner from Warwick's God's house, right?
Only the best come from Belfield.
Obviously, we went and voted Robbie, right? Won't say his last name over radio, but went and voted Robbie in with Ryder Plumbing, Tempro Air, right, their first delegate, and obviously Protec Fire, our good mate Steve Butterworth.
Do you weigh in for the radiothon, Steve?
Oh, don't worry, got an email. Yeah, so let's see if he weighs in. But Tommy, Robbie, it's
don't
the first
keep,
delegate.
Don't they keep rezoning that area?
Yeah.
All around Warwick's house?
I just kept building towers.
Yeah. Pretty
soon you'll qualify for Ivanhoe, mate.
There's another bus.
I don't think so. They're not moving the boundary that far.
There's
wrong
another,
side of Bell Street.
It's only across the road,
wrong side of Bell Street, mate.
There's another Buxton job as well. It's on Heidelberg Road. So they're doing what they're trying to do. But anyway, we won't go there. And they've obviously got another one coming up in South Melbourne. They've got another one in the Eastern Corridor. They've got them everywhere. And they're sort of growing into someone that we...
Anyway,
pain in the ass is probably the best way to put it, yeah. So, yeah. But we'll work with them, try and get some deals across the line and make it happen. So, but yeah, it's all happening.
Trying to get them to see the light.
Yep, and we're going down to Shep next week, next
Thursday.
We are,
Trades Labour Council.
Yep, we got about 7 or 8 delegates coming with us. Yeah, we've got a full crew coming down, right? So
good to see all the regional, there's a few regional members coming.
Do you reckon you've got a seat this year or...?
Yeah, no, we got a table.
Yeah, someone's not gone.
I don't know. Jury's out.
Right, we got a little task that we need to complete, right, which obviously want to go visit a builder up there that's not doing the right thing, say good day to him with a few other
people. Always
pop
our heads in when we do the country run, you know, to all the jobs in the area. That's the whole idea, because we do have members out there, which is fantastic to see.
Yeah, so we've got a bit going on down there. We'll pop our head in, do what we do, and then off we go to obviously
have a report back next time.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
That's
so
right.
So, there's something going on down there. But anyway.
And you will get the new organiser will be on the next show as well. So everyone listen in and you can get the full report from him about his first 2 weeks in the role.
Is that going to be an hour episode?
Oh, it should be. We should be on an hour every time, I reckon.
Yeah. No,
part one and part two.
Most definitely.
That's exactly right.
Just quickly as well, we got a shout out to Kai Hodgson as well. He won the other night. Two fights in a row for the year. He is smashing it. Starting to get some momentum as well. And also a shout out to one of my reps, Dave Shembury. He got in the ring and had a good battle as well.
On your boys.
Yeah, well done, guys. We're proud of you. It's a big thing to do. Lots of commitment shown.
Well, it's hard enough just stepping in the ring.
And Dave's wife had a crack at it too.
Yeah. So it's a whole family affair with the Shembury. So yeah, proud of you, mate. Yeah, keep on fighting the good fight.
Yep. Exactly. In saying that, we're getting towards the end. We'll say cheerio. Good. Anyone want to say cheerios or anything?
No, just bring up our next. So next gen's coming up, June 18th. Gus and Josh want me to mention on the radio for them, so here we go. Yeah, June 18th.
Is that here in Melbourne?
Brunswick. Melbourne, yep. Brunswick, 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
So. Oh, well, we've got a minute or two. Have we still got a minute or two, Rusty?
Yeah, we've got three.
Bit of an update on our office.
Come on, Rusty. Don't get me involved.
It's coming along. I reckon we'll get there probably July, August. It's looking at this stage. So
August now.
Yeah, well, I'm just being...
Nice yellow tiles in the frigging bathroom.
On a serious note, we are getting there. When it's getting closer to the date, we'll announce something. I'd say we're all looking forward to working out of somewhere.
End of July, it's meant to be
handover.
It'd be nice to get everyone under one roof again.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
Mm. We should start hitting them with LDs. That'd be fun. Rather than being on the other side of it, getting told you're going to cop them. It'd be fun to dish them out for a change.
It's the first time. Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
So, but
so yeah. Just a bit of an update. So yeah, we're getting towards the pointy end now. So which is good. So it's been a long time in the making. And looking forward to it.
That's it. All right. In saying that, obviously, thanks very much, Pickles. We Thank love you. Pickles. You're a brother, yep. And you always was, and always will be. And good on you, mate.
And you're welcome back on the show anytime.
I appreciate you, boys, and appreciate all the listeners, especially you, Joffa. I had to give you one last shout-out. Thanks for everything. Thanks, guys.
Good on you,
thanks,
mate. Frank Cheerio. Bye-bye.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks.
Gather around, people. I'll tell you a story. An 8-year long story of power and pride. British Lord Vestey and Vincent Lingyari were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vestey was fat, money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance, our dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
The Rinji were working for nothing but rations, but once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead, then in the town.
From things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.